Jacqueline Calma-Keen died at an El Paso hospital after being transported there in Border Patrol custody. In a Facebook post prior to the tour, Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro said necessary medical treatment was not available on a 94-mile bus ride from the Antelope Wells port of entry to the nearest Border Patrol station in Lordsburg.
During that 94-mile bus ride, there wasn't a single person who was a medical personnel that was available once the young girl's symptoms became apparent to treat her while she was on the bus. So she had nobody that had medical training, a nurse or a doctor that was available to her to keep her alive.
In a statement on its website, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said, quote, Border Patrol agents, including trained emergency medical technicians, did everything in their power to provide emergency medical assistance for Jacqueline Calma-Keen immediately after her father notified the agents of her distress at a remote forward operating base 94 miles from the nearest Border Patrol station. Border Patrol agents revived Jacqueline twice before emergency responders arrived via air ambulance to continue medical care. Calma-Keen died at Providence Children's Hospital in El Paso after attempts to save her life failed. Representative Raul Ruiz, a California Democrat and doctor, questioned whether the Border Patrol should have called for an air evacuation as soon as Jacqueline's father reported her distress. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.